on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
All right, Burlington, let's get real about sheets. When's the last time you washed your sheets? In the midst of our busy lives, it is far too easy to push off the simple task of washing your bed sheets indefinitely until you can't remember the last time you've given your bedding a spin through the wash. This is your reminder to wash your sheets. There is no better feeling than getting into a freshly made bed with clean sheets at the end of a long day. Not to mention, humans lose on average 500 million skin cells a day, many of which rub off onto your sheets. These cells attract dust mites, which can trigger itchiness and allergic reactions. Unwashed pillowcases harbor 17,000 more times bacteria than a toilet seat and can cause acne and skin irritation if not washed weekly. Sleep better, sleep cleaner, and wash your sheets. This message is brought to you by your hygienic DJs at
Dawn. I'm not shy to say the word is wrong, but what's keeping me from holding on? I'll be thinking of you even when you're gone. What's keeping me from holding on? There's no shame in letting go. Feels the same to hold on. Maybe it's stupid and I know myself, but I'm hoping. Nothing else. I don't wanna change, I don't wanna change what you did to me. I don't wanna change, I don't wanna change what you did to me. I'm not shy to say the word is wrong, but what's keeping me from holding on? I'll be thinking of you even when you're gone. But what's keeping me from holding on?
We'll be right back.
Oh, give me inside between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. 'Cause it's only life after all, yep. The darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket, and I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. Now I'm crawling on your shores. And I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. Yeah, well, there's more than one answer to these questions pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. So I went to see the doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beard down to his knee. And he never did marry or see a big great movie, but he graded my performance. He said he could see through me. So I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. I got my paper and I was free. And I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, and I drank from the fountains. Yeah, well, there's more than one answer to these questions pointing me in a crooked light. Less I seek my source for some definitives, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. 2 6 Hollis in a bottle, or possibly a friend. I woke up with a headache like my head against the board, twice as cloudy as I've been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, and I drank from the fountain. Here we go. To the children, and we drink from the fountains. Yeah, we go to the Bible, and we go through the workout. We read up on revival, and we stand up for the lookout. There's more than one answer to these questions that just keep pointing us in a crooked line. The less I seek my source for some definitives, closer I am to find.
Thank you.